You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, Christopher Luxon declined to join the Board of Peace being championed by Donald Trump on behalf of New Zealand. The board is supposedly aimed at restoring and maintaining stability, particularly looking at Gaza, which would involve this board working together to form a transitionary power structure in the weekend. However, this board is facing a great deal of criticism. For starters, some see it as a way for Donald Trump to enforce structures that he sees as beneficial for himself. Importantly also, there is a concern over the absence of any Palestinian voice from a board that claims to want to move the region forward, undermining their self-determination. I spoke to Professor of Law at the University of Auckland, Tressa Dunworth, about this rejection and the invite and what it means for Palestinian self-determination and New Zealand's stance. Just to get us started, can you walk us through what the so-called Board of Peace actually is?
So the Board of Peace actually now is an international organization, and it was created by the Security Council in November last year through the mechanism of Security Council Resolution 2803. It's obviously in the media projected as a Trump Board of Peace, and certainly that's where the idea emanated from. But in fact, through that resolution, it has become an international organization.
And what is the aim here with this Board of Peace, both when this resolution came through and now with kind of Trump wielding it?
So the idea of the Board of Peace is that it was to be a two-year, formed the basis of a two-year transitional administration to essentially run Gaza. So it's a form of international trusteeship.
And looking at this trusteeship, particularly in the place of Gaza, is this a good idea? What makes it flawed, if it is flawed?
It's a bad idea. It is flawed. The argument put forward is that this will be the mechanism to rebuild Gaza, to re-secure Gaza, to allow the Palestinians more humanitarian aid, assistance in rebuilding, and so on. So that's the argument for it. The argument against it is that it is ill-conceived. So in the detail of it, when you look at the detail, it's not workable, and that's not just a thing in the future. So this resolution, since then, this supposed ceasefire, the Israelis have killed in excess of 500 Palestinians since the date of this. So it's already not working. So there's lots of things that we could say about why the details of this plan in the resolution and in its attached peace plan, which is annexed to the resolution. But there's more fundamental objections to the peace plan / resolution / transitional administration. And probably the most fundamental objection is that there are no Palestinians involved. So therefore, this whole idea flies in the face of Palestinian right to self-determination.
This missing piece, is this intentional or does it feel like kind of a mindlessness?
Good question. I think it's intentional, but they're not mutually exclusive, right? It could be mindlessness and carelessness, but it's seriously intentional because Israel wouldn't have agreed to it and wouldn't be supporting it if Palestinians were involved.
And kind of just pivoting to the invite itself that New Zealand received, how does it work? Is it to New Zealand generally, or does it go to Christopher Luxon specifically?
Well, in this specific situation, Christopher Luxon is, from an international law point of view, Christopher Luxon, as our Prime Minister, is New Zealand as a legal matter. And so that's the first thing to say. They're both the same kind of thing. He is the agent of New Zealand, if you like, to use that language. The second thing to say is that while Security Council resolutions are binding on all UN member states, this particular resolution, in the same way as other resolutions that have set up previous trusteeship and transitional administration agencies, there's no obligation on New Zealand to participate, but there's, yeah, so that we were invited to participate, and I am firmly of the view that the Prime Minister has made the absolute correct and only responsible decision by declining the invitation. We should not be involved in this.
And what would it have meant if Luxon had said, yes, we will join this Board of Peace?
We don't know what that would have meant, so that can mean lots of different things. So the proposed stabilisation force is separate, so that's a military kind of wing of it, if you like. So that might simply mean, you know, being involved in discussion. It might mean deploying some personnel there to, you know, write up new laws, oversee the rebuilding, and so on and so forth. We just don't know.
And why is it so important then that we did say we're not doing this?
Because this resolution and the whole idea breaches the Palestinian right of self-determination. The Palestinian right of self-determination is one of the not just the Palestinian right of self-determination, but self-determination is one of, meaning the right of peoples to freely determine the way that they will be governed and live. So this is one of the core values and principles underlying the international legal order. And this whole idea flies in the face of that. The International Court of Justice in 2024, in the advisory opinion on the occupied territories, reminded all states that we are all under an obligation to observe Palestinian rights of self-determination. And by participating in this, it utterly breaches that right.
And so looking at all of this and looking at kind of how New Zealand has positioned itself over the last 2 years, but especially under the Trump presidency, towards kind of a lot of these geopolitical moves, what does it say that we didn't reject it immediately? Is that sort of a kind of a failure in that of itself?
I know that some people say that we should have rejected it outright. I'm less concerned about that. And, you know, we don't know what was in the actual, you know, to say that New Zealand was invited. We don't know how complex, you know, that document would have been, and it would probably have been remiss of the Prime Minister had he not paused, taken proper advice, made his decision. I think that the thing to focus on is that, in my point of view, he made the correct decision.
Looking towards, you know, the support for Palestinian self-determination, what should New Zealand's next moves be in making our support for that scene?
So there's lots that we can do and should have been doing in the last few years. First and foremost, the National Coalition should be supporting the Private Members Bill to bring it out of that route and support. Chloe Swarbrick only needs 6 more members of parliament for it to become a thing, and that would put in place sanctions against Israel. That's the very first and most, I think, very significant thing, to make a political political statement about Palestine, support for Palestine, and support for Palestinian self-determination. The second thing is that there is a lot of obscurity about how our engagement and hosting the Five Eyes network, we need to stop that and we need to rethink it, because Israel continues to bomb Palestine, continues to block aid more or less completely, it is a little bit better now, continues to subject the Palestinians to a brutal occupation. There's lots that we can do. We could expel the Israeli ambassador, for example.
That was the University of Auckland's Teresa Dunworth on New Zealand's rejection of our Board of Peace invite and what that means for us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.